tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey!
Forget about me. Get it, Cortez. Don't. I can't hear you. Hey, guys. Are you talking? No, you're not.
I was singing.
No, you're not.
Yes, I was. That's me.
Wait, let me turn my headphones off. Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in to the after show for Faking It. Yeah. We are recapping last week's and this week. Sorry about that. We were moving studios. We are coming at you live right now
live.
In our brand new studios.
Live in our brand new studio here at AfterBuzzTV.com.
That's right. So we got a lot of really great things going on here. We're officially moved in. So we will be back. Sorry about that inconvenience there. But here we are, back in it feels like home already.
Just the two of us.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of that, thanks for bringing that up, Cortez. So, unfortunately, Kylie will not be able to join us for the rest of the season, which is very sad.
It's so hard.
So sad. We're hoping that maybe she can fill in a week here and there.
Kylie.
But she had some things come up that she's not able to do it. And, of course, we're missing Roy again this week. But she'll be here next week, I think.
Yes, she will.
So that's good. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, just the two of us.
two of us can make it if we try.
Really good. And we promise to sing as little as possible in the future.
I'm trying to get a record deal.
That's right. this is our one chance. Okay, so before we get into Faking It, we do have a little announcement for you guys. So I know this is like real relatable for Cortez, and he's like always the crazy ex in relationships, right? I've heard that about you, Cortez.
I have about four.
Yeah. You have four crazy exes?
Or I have you're about the four of them.
Or you're the crazy ex.
I'm probably the crazy.
Yeah. Well, at least you admit it. That's good. But anyway, so there's this new show coming out on the CW, and it's going to premiere on October 12th at 8, 7 Central. And it's basically about this girl, Rebecca Bunch, who has kind of always been a little bit crazy, but she's also been obsessed with this one guy. And I think we can all relate to that maybe sometime.
At some point in our life. You and Roya admitted that. On one of the shows.
Yeah, maybe. With
you
who?
You did.
All right, Cortez. Mm-hmm. Thanks for remembering that. You're obsessed with me. Anyway, so she's moving and she's leaving her dream job in New York to follow this guy to California. And and she checks his Facebook constantly, blah, blah, blah. So it's just, I've heard it's really funny.
Yeah, it should be good. The writer of The Devil Wears Prada and the director of 500 Days of Summer.
Really. Yeah.
So this is going to be probably really good, actually. Really, really good. Because The Devil Wears Prada is like a hit. People
are saying it's something to sing about. It's really entertaining. It's fall's most promising comedy. So, I mean, I'm going to tune in for sure. And I know that after the 12th, all new episodes on Monday at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
Right. You can check out the trailer at the CWTV.com. Check it out.
There you go.
And then after you've done that, just go right on over to AfterBuzzTV.com. You know what I'm saying? Follow up with that.
Yeah, there you go. And speaking of crazy exes and, a fall's most promising comedy, let's get into Faking It.
Yes, MTV's most promising, insanely entertaining.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's briefly get into, I'm just going to take these off for a second because they're bothering me.
It's hot too.
I'm sorry about that, guys. Just quick intermission. All right, let's just have a real conversation here about that. Hey, Cortez.
How you bees?
Wow, we're in the same room.
How you bees?
Would you look at that? Okay, so last week we started the episode, and I thought this was an important part to talk about, is Amy and Karma were spooning in bed.
And they were not spooning.
Yeah, they were. Amy was totally the little spoon.
What's your definition of spooning?
Amy was the little spoon. Amy was the little spoon, and Karma was the big spoon, like snugging her. from
A spoon is like when you place a spoon in front of each other. That's called spooning.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it, but okay. But okay, I just call it cuddling and just making sure that...
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, they were cuddling. Fine, okay, sure.
Good.
And Karma, when she woke up, she immediately jumped out of bed. And, you know, she was obvious. She looked a little uncomfortable. But so they have this gathering of sorts. It's Duke, Shane, Liam comes and brings Zeta, and Karma's there. And Zeta, that's kind of like the first we see, like, because it was supposed to kind of be a double date. Ish, and Zeta kind of...
You talking about the red carpet, the event that Sprinkle had?
At the beginning at the coffee shop when Duke announces that he's going to Los Angeles for the boxing event that's going to be on pay-per-view, which is a huge deal. And Zeta offers to fly everyone out to Los Angeles on her family's plane.
Okay,
like,
Zeta.
Balling. Absolutely.
My question is, when did we know that Zeta was rich? Because I missed that.
Well, I think we learned it about her before, and that was kind of why she got in with Squirkle, her family connections. But this episode, we see that Liam's dad wants them to be together, and because she's kind of more high class. And
she
has
flirts
money
with him, too, so she, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so gross. Anyway, but... Yeah, so anyways, they go to Los Angeles, and Zeta's pretty much just, like, throwing her money in Karma's face, and we know that she's having those problems right now.
You know what, but I don't know if it was on purpose. Oh, yes, it was kind of on purpose.
She's like, Karma, I don't want you to worry about any money situations. I know you're going through a lot right now. But also, like, part of that is just kind of like, she seems kind of genuine, but also she's definitely rubbing it in Karma's face.
Most definitely, yeah.
But it's through Zeta that Karma learns, you know, well, first of all, Liam has been telling Zeta everything, like, as far as, you know, he's telling Zeta about Karma's problems and her money problems. He's also telling her about the week before when he thought the art guy was, or well, that the art guy was his dad. And like all this stuff that Liam's not talking to Karma about. Right. So she's kind of like, well, why does this random girl know more about my friends with benefits lover than I do?
I mean, because it's just like people at your job. If you spend 8 hours with someone at work, you're going to share some things with them that you probably wouldn't normally tell somebody that you met 15 minutes later. Yeah. However, I remember actually saying that I do. After the Felix thing, after he saw Felix in the window, I knew he was going to go back to Zeta instead of going to Karma. Mm-hmm. And I knew that was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I knew it was.
Yeah. And meanwhile, at this boxing event, Duke has this, like, real typical L.A. publicist. Joanna.
Go for Joe.
And, go for Joe. And so she basically finds out Shane is in high school and doesn't think it's the best thing for Duke's image. So she wants to keep Shane as far away as possible from him. And that obviously doesn't sit well with Shane, and he's not gonna pretend like it does, you know?
But let's talk about how she tried to get rid of what's her name first?
Karma.
Karma.
Well, she loves Liam and Zeta because they're both rich. They both have well-known families, head of companies, all of this stuff. So she wants them on the red carpet, wants their picture taken at this event. But when Karma, and she also assumes that they're just dating, and then doesn't allow Karma up on the red carpet. And of course, Karma just got all dolled up, and she wanted... First of all, Liam said wowza. I'm like, wow, that's really the only word you could think of.
That comes from somewhere, and if anybody can help remember that, I really want to remember. That comes from somewhere. I think it's Inspector Gadget. Wowza.
Wowza. I mean, I guess so. I don't know. It's just like, that is so lame.
Wowza.
Yeah. But then at the end of that, Karma confronts Liam and says, you know, you guys should just be together because everyone thinks you should. And you're already so open with her, blah, blah, blah.
And her whole thing was about she didn't fit.
Yeah,
like,
she didn't fit.
She gave Zeta back the dress, and everything was like, this doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Just so do I. Yeah. I don't fit in this.
Yeah.
And at this point, that's when I told you, I'm so sick of her.
Yeah.
I know the Karma fans out there, but I was at that point, I was so over Karma.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I can see where she would be coming from if you're, like, with someone, and you have to find out things about them through someone they just met. It's, like, kind of weird. But I do think Liam had a great point when he said, You know, well, I don't know what we are and like where we stand. We're friends with benefits, but are we together? You tie me up sometimes.
I don't know what to do with and without you. I don't understand.
Yeah. And that's like goes back to that conversation that we've had, you know, pretty much every week about the friends with benefits thing. It's like when you're in that type of relationship with someone, like where do you draw the line between, because if you're just hooking up with someone, they don't need to know personal details about your life. You know what I mean? Like about like what happened.
I think it
kind of
depends on the two people though, because me personally, I can get a little territorial.
Yeah,
and I don't want even if we're just what we call them friends with benefits.
Yeah,
because I was gonna say something else. I was gonna say F buddy, but anyway, if you if you have a certain type of chemistry with someone that you're having sex with, then obviously there's some type of chemistry.
Yeah,
and usually after sex, you are having a conversation. Am I not right?
Well, it just depends on what type of friends with benefits relationship.
Now, that has to be like kind of outrageous for you to have sex with someone and they just get up and leave. I would feel so, like, so bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I really would. So that's why I feel like that chemistry and that conversation should happen. So I did kind of feel Liam, well, kind of. I actually felt Liam a lot in this situation.
Yeah.
So
well, and that's what I was saying is he made a good point about, you know, I don't know where we stand. And she always kind of drops that bomb on him about him sleeping with Amy. And it's kind of like to the point where, okay, well, how many times do you get to use this as
I was so
defense?
Over it. I was so, just as well as he was getting frustrated, so was I.
Yeah. So anyway, she takes Zita's private plane back that night. And when she gets back, Liam's dad's there. And his limo at her house.
Waiting at her house,
yes. Yeah. Which I already knew exactly what it was for because he already vocalized that he didn't want Liam.
You thought that? You honestly thought that?
Yeah, what else would he be there for?
I was really... I didn't know. That's why I was just like, what could this be about?
Yeah, I was just like, he's definitely going to just try to get rid of her with money or something. So,
but 250 thighs.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
I might have to think about it.
And then just to just briefly about that episode, too. So we have Amy and Lauren on this hunt because they think one of their parents is cheating on... Is having an affair, essentially.
But why? Is because what?
It's because of that note. Amy finds a note in the back door, which is from Theo.
Anthony.
To Lauren. And it says, I can't wait to see you again. And then, you know, like an ex or whatever. So it's from Leo. Anthony / Theo. To Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
But Amy automatically assumes it's like something for her mom because her mom's cheating again because she always, what was it she said? She always cheats on her husband with her future husband or her next husband.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And she knows her mom and all the signs were there. So I can't blame Amy, but I can kind of blame Lauren because I'm like, Lauren, you knew who the note was for. So why are you trying to go along with this girl? Like, come on.
Well, Lauren was still at that point trying to protect Theo. And I'm just going to call him Theo, FYI,
no, right,
because
everyone calls him Theo.
And she was calling him Theo, so I'm going to call him Theo. But she was trying to protect him and not, you know, reveal their secret that they're back together or getting there anyway. But Amy goes on this huge hunt, finds a motel key. So then Lauren's like, oh, man, like someone definitely is having an affair now. If there's a motel key. Like, that's weird. And I guess her dad, Bruce, has a history of cheating as well. So now they both think their individual parents are the one cheating. So that's a lot of faith they have in them.
I know, right?
But so it turns out they do a stakeout at the motel to see because the parents like sketchily leave the house. And it's Amy's mom shows up there. And then after they wait a while and Lauren goes and bangs on the door and has that huge moment, they open the door and it's Amy's dad.
And we caught a glance of the guy. Yeah, because this is our first time actually seeing Amy's father, right?
Yeah.
So to me, I thought it was kind of crazy too, because this is a crazy way to introduce her father, because when the mother came to close the curtains, he was behind her.
He came up behind her.
And I was
who
is this dude? You know, and then for him to open the door and he looks at her and go, hey, baby. A couple of thoughts came through my mind. I was like, wait a minute.
I was like, that was kind of like not daughterly.
Yeah,
like,
that was not very... Hey, daughter. Hey, baby girl.
Yeah. So what I was thinking is because when Bruce and Farrah were both leaving the house before they started the stakeout, they were both like made, they like made up an excuse to leave, but they were, it was like at the same time. So I was like, I bet they just got a motel where they can go like together, spend the night together to get away and from, like get yeah. away from everyone.
Yeah, right.
And I thought that's what it was going to be. But I was not expecting it to be this other,
what other they actually were thinking story about. Line.
Yeah, yeah. So I wonder where Bruce actually is.
Well, he was out of town. He went out of town for something. Remember?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Because so he was like, out of town, and they were like, when your father gets back. You know,
yeah. So that's where it ends, is when he opens the door and he's like, hey, baby. And then she's like, Dad, is that you? Are you my real dad?
Well, of course,
that's my inner monologue.
Real dad.
That was
like, what? Are you interlubing here?
No, yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's my brief storyline there.
Interluding.
Yeah. So, any other big points other than, you know, we know Theo and Lauren are back together. Karma and Liam kind of have that blow up. Zeta kisses Liam. So yeah, that was another huge part of that.
Yeah, so this is after Karma has left and gone home, and then it's just them two, and they actually were talking a little bit more because he was frustrated too.
Yeah. So there you have it. So that's all catching us up to what we just saw tonight. And so tonight's episode was called Boiling Point. And it all starts when we've got Shane, Amy, Karma, Liam, Felix, and Lauren. Did I say Lauren?
Did you say Shane?
Shane, Liam, Amy, Karma, Lauren, Felix. That's right.
Yeah.
And they're all in detention, mm-hmm. which we were both like,
what happened?
Like, just based off the end of the last episode. Mm-hmm. Cortez, did you spend a lot of time in detention?
But why did you have to do all that? Like, actually, I did. I was a badass kid.
What was the worst thing you did in school?
You guys remember those little lead pencils where you like do like that and like pull out like
a
pencil
mechanical
lead?
Pencil? Yeah.
So I was in class and I was just doing it. I was like, so you know, sometimes it comes out in pieces. So I was like, So I took it and the teacher was sitting maybe three desks from where I was sitting, but she was in the middle. So I was like, and I just
threw it at
her, and she was reading. And she was going like this, and when it hit her, she go.
It
hit her face or whatever, yeah. And I remember getting, and this is when I first came to school in the States, and they were paddling people.
What?
Where the principal could paddle you.
What?
And yes, because they were like, you could have given her lead poisoning or something.
Lead poisoning.
I still remember this to this day. Oh, but I remember
this
also.
This really affected you. I can
yes,
tell you. That's like the first thing you thought
right.
of.
Because I know, right? But at the time, what really like really got me was the fact that my mom came to that school and she was not having it. She was like, oh no. And I thought she was coming at me mad.
Yeah.
No, she was coming at the principal.
Don't they have to have some sort of permission to paddle?
I don't
you?
Remember that. I just think that she was more so, how do you know it was my kid? And da 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 da. Wait, is my mic on?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. you saw that? I was like, wait.
I apologize, you guys. We're still adjusting to the new studio.
I know, right? It is hot in here. But no, I still remember that to this day. What about you? You like you
I
were just like
perfect
you
angel.
Like you were sneaky and you got everyone else in trouble, didn't you?
I was a perfect angel. I can't remember getting in trouble one time. All right,
and was your detention like that?
No one. You just like went.
Bam.
To,
see, told on her. She told on herself.
It was called chill out. It was detention.
And what did you do in detention?
You just
chill
basically
out?
Like sat in a closet.
What grade was this?
I just remember. I think the only time I ever went to chill out was talking during a tornado drill. Me talking like what?
Oh, wow. And what do you do now?
I only ever got in trouble for talking.
Wow.
Okay. Anyways. Let's get back to the show, shall
yes.
we? Now you guys know that about us, so you're welcome. We'll be here all week. So Shane's there because of the naked protest, which we saw at the beginning of CCTV.
Right.
Amy's there because she cut class, which she really was, but she said she cut class because she went to this German
see this French
show,
first. First France, she lied because she was like
German
French.
And
yeah.
Karma caught her. But we learn that she's really going to see her dad.
Yeah.
But she's keeping that from Karma. So she's lying to Karma about that.
Do you think, that's what I don't like. Like for real, Sterling. Like people are saying that was a lie. It's not a lie. I don't feel like if someone doesn't tell you something is a lie.
It's withholding
the truth. But that doesn't mean that she
lied. But you're not like being upfront with the
truth. But sometimes you cannot you cannot tell the truth to bear someone else's feelings.
Yeah. And yeah, so it's, if she just said she got detention because she cut class, that's not a lie. But because she said, I cut class because I went to this French-German
Well, she was still trying to, you know, and I'm with her. Like, you've seen Orange is the New Black. You don't tell me why I'm doing my, you don't ask me why I'm doing my time.
But karma's her best friend. She's got to tell her. Can you imagine, like, you going to jail for something? Or maybe that's
Ooh, that's so harsh.
Because you said Orange is the New Black. I'm trying to think of something you would just tell your best friend. Anyways, moving on. I think I made my point.
Lauren, what was Lauren in detention
for? Well, Karma was there because she fell asleep. And,
in class, yeah.
In class. And, which I've done a few times. Mm-hmm. And we find out later it's because she's been picking up so many catering jobs.
Right.
To, you know, because obviously they're
broke.
Not the best situation. And Liam isn't there because he took a conference call during philosophy. And they give him a hard time about that. Felix is in there because he says, Turner has it out for me. But we all know that Turner is his dad. Mm-hmm. But no one else knows that except for Karma. Mm-hmm. And Lauren's in there. She's just wearing gloves.
She was painting something doing something.
Well, yeah. So later we learn that she's covering up her hand because her and Theo were hooking up and she like had paint or whatever it was on her hand. Something she says. Anyways, she was wearing gloves because she was covering up her hands.
Covering up her hands. Yeah.
And
but that still doesn't explain why she was in detention.
And Theo, yeah. They say it later, and I think I missed it.
I think she said it when they were trying to sneak out, but I just can't remember what.
Yeah. Well, Theo comes to get Lauren out of detention.
Pretty
and
bold.
She's like, okay, see you guys on Monday. And then she's like, move out of my way, like whatever, like being mean to him. And then Karma and Amy find them making out in the hallway.
But why did they find each other making out in the hallway?
What?
why did they find each other making out in the hallway?
Oh, okay, yeah. So let's get there. So Amy obviously is holding this secret from Karma about, because she told Karma that her mom was cheating or having an affair, but she said it was like with some random guy, not that it was her dad. Because Karma, you know, like as a best friend, you don't want to see your best friend go through something that always, you know, upsets them or like causes a lot of problems in their life. So like her dad coming in and out of her life, being there one day and not being there the other day. And so that's why she withheld that information that she is spending time with her dad. But then she also is super hungry because who wouldn't be? And Shane won't share any of his food, which we'll talk about in a second. So she goes in Karma's purse for mints and finds the check that Liam's dad gave her for $250,000.
Not $250,000, but $250,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
All right.
I would have to think about that a couple of times as well.
That's right. Especially when you're in that situation. You don't know how you'll pay for college, like blah, blah, blah.
He made a good point, though, when he asked her that, though. He shut her right on up, too. Liam?
Yeah.
And when he asked if that money was for Amy to decide whether you would see your best friend again, you would have thought. You would have not thought.
You're right.
She's like, you're right, daddy. That's how she looked. You're right, daddy.
You're right, daddy. Yeah, that's a good point. But that's the whole, that's what this whole show's focused on is this friendship between Amy and Karma and how it's kind of like unbreakable no matter who they sleep with.
Well, most definitely.
And betray each other. But so Amy takes Karma out in the hallway and that's when they see, because she wants to ask her about the check and they want to have a private conversation about all this stuff instead of saying it right there in front of everyone.
Right.
But they get caught by Turner, have to go back inside. So there's like all of everyone's secrets just kind of come out.
Because they're just
here.
Mad.
What happens in detention stays in detention.
And that's why I hate to argue with people because things come out that should not come out.
So you've got Shane who's depressed because the episode before came out. Oh, yeah, that was the other thing about the episode before. Shane slipped and told Duke that he is the one that outed him. Mm-hmm. And that obviously really upset Duke. And so now Shane is in depression mode and just eating everything in sight.
Which
blah, blah.
Girls usually do.
Well, you know, people handle things differently. So Just a small note. Karma asks Felix why he's in detention, and he says that Turner's out for him, and he's like, well, why would your dad keep you here? And he just says he just doesn't trust me alone all day, and he has his reasons. We never really learn more about that necessarily.
But his action from saying it and replying to what she asked him, you can kind of tell that we're going to hear and more about it, because
yeah,
he was just so more in-depth about
it
because
just
he was
like, we need to know what's there.
Yeah.
So let me see what happened. So we find out. And then on the topic of Shane, they are kind of, Liam confronts him and is like, listen, you can't always out everyone all the time, blah, blah, blah. Lauren's like, raise your hand if you've been outed by Shane.
Right, but do you notice like the whole time they were in a detention, like Liam was really going at Shane?
Yeah, he was.
Like the whole time. He was like, bro.
That's because his best friend. He's just trying to keep him, you know.
But no, he wasn't trying to lift him up at first. He was actually like going in on him, like letting him have it.
I was kind of wondering about that. Yeah. Like, why was he so harsh on him? But I guess it's just he's had enough of seeing him like just constantly out the people closest to him. Because he outed Amy and Karma. He outed Lauren. And now he's outed Duke. And he said that he outed Duke because he wanted to ruin his life. But then he just said that Duke told him he loved him. And now he hates him. And now he's just...
He's just
less sad. He hates... He shouldn't hate himself.
And it's so funny because that's when... I think the caption says sad music.
Sad music. And yeah. So in case you couldn't hear it, it was pretty sad. But Amy says, you know, just because you did a bad thing doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Yeah.
But the thing is he keeps doing the bad thing. So like at some point, when do you become the bad person? Because like you can't just keep doing it over and over.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then Lauren outs Amy about hiding her dad from Karma. So Karma finds out that way that she was spending time with her dad. So everyone's just like outing each other. Amy outs Karma about the check in front of Liam. Mm-hmm. Who else outs who? Lauren outed Amy. Shane's outing everyone. Karma
what
outs.
What did Lauren get? Oh, about the Theo.
Oh, yeah, and yeah. Amy and Karma out Lauren about Theo.
And that's when it started, because that's you don't out Lauren.
And then
Lauren.
She was like, oh, well, you just wanted to hide your dad from Karma.
From effing
Karma's mine. Like, yeah, that's right. And I thought it was, like, pretty harsh when Lauren was like, oh, like, mother like daughter, and Karma was like, yeah, you just sweeping everything under the rug. I'm surprised you have room left under there, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, wow, that was, like, kind of
that was kind of like... under the belt a little bit.
Yeah.
But she just sat there like, you right.
She's like, yes. She's like, I can't even argue with
she's
this
like,
right now.
You right.
All right. Well, it could be worse, I guess. And Liam reveals that he turned down Zeta after that kiss. And that's when he's like, I didn't even have to think about that, but you have to think about this check or whatever. And she's like, yeah, but that could pay for college. That could get my family back on her feet.
Right.
Like, it's different than turning down a kiss.
What would you have done? Would you have, like, let her have the... I would have let her have the check, but I still would have saw her. I would have let her have the check for her family, and I still would have saw her.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was the fact that she didn't say anything about it and she was just going to take it.
I mean, after the madness
is
gone.
If that's going to be the case, you have to be in on it together.
Right.
Like,
but that's
she would have had to be, like, forthcoming with that information.
Right. Well,
but
I'll wait till after the check clears.
Yeah. And then I will be forthcoming
and then
with
I'll
the
be forthcoming.
Information. Yeah. But then, so they all kind of, once everything's out there in the open, all of these secrets are revealed, there's really nothing left to hide. You know, they're all just kind of vulnerable there. And Felix is just kind of observing all of this. He's like, oh, my God, you people are crazy. And
oh, but his time is coming.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so they decide that, Shane decides that he wants to apologize to Duke, which he needs to do because he didn't really get a chance to because Duke was going into the ring at the end of the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to break out of detention. So Felix takes it upon himself to distract Principal Turner by asking him just a series of sex ed questions.
Which came out of nowhere. That's why I was like,
Well, you could see when he approached him at the vending machine, and he was like, "Hey, Dad." And Principal Turner was like,
"You never call me that."
Like, it seemed like that was something he wanted.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like what we learn later about him has been like a source of tension, and they kind of are separate all the time. So him coming to him was kind of like, okay, yes, let's have this conversation now. You know what I mean? Like, kind of reaching out for him. So that gives them, the rest of the group, an opportunity to sneak out, and Theo drives them in the cop car. This whole thing is just getting out of hand now. and meanwhile, Amy is trying to get Lauren not to tell her dad that Farrah is seeing
her dad,
Hank. Yeah, her dad, her real dad.
Yeah.
And but at the end, Lauren says that she's not going to tell him because they like the stepsister thing. And I guess it'll just kind of figure itself out with that. I don't know. Like, that's kind of a sticky situation. Because at the end, when Amy has a conversation with her dad, Hank, he decides not to take this next work trip. So it seems like he's going to be sticking around a little longer.
Right. And if he sticks around a little bit longer, maybe he'll start, like, there'll be more occasions at the motel, you know? So
yeah. Well, it's just, I'm just curious to see, like, what will happen with that family.
I think... Oh, well, she did bring it up to her mom. Yeah. She did bring it up to her mom, and her mom did say it was like a one. It didn't mean anything. However, if it didn't mean anything, you wouldn't go to the extreme to hide it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. So I don't know where that's going to go, but I really think that is probably going to, I think both of them are cheating on each other, maybe.
Yeah.
Because maybe when he's going out.
I think we'll get more into it. Yeah, and we can talk about it in predictions, too. But so then with Shane and Duke, Shane apologizes to Duke, you know, says, "I'm so sorry," blah, blah, admits to outing him and like kind of gives a reason for why he did it. Duke accepts his apology,
but doesn't forgive him
and he still leaves, which, I mean, can you blame him? Like, I feel like that's a pretty big betrayal.
Yeah.
So, but, and Shane also can't just, you know, just assume that it's going to be all hunky-dory.
I think,
you know,
Shane's going to learn a lot from being with Duke.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the
end. Or from this situation.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to, it's the end of them too. Because we do see Shane in a different way.
Yeah.
And he's going to come back to almost how he was, and then Duke is going to come back. Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't think this is the end of Duke, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's definitely the end of Duke.
Yeah, and then with Liam and Karma, they're talking in the police car, and it just kind of fizzles out that she's like, you know, "I wish I didn't have to think about taking this check." And he goes, I wish I didn't give you a reason to. Mm-hmm. So just kind of like at that point, like, especially when he, you know, if she's going to keep bringing up, she's not over the whole Amy thing. So
she sure is not. Because I was like, if she bring that up one more time.
Yeah, she can't keep bringing that up. And then Liam quits his job from his dad and leaves him a nice FU message with the check.
What was on the wall?
It says, "I quit."
In post-it stick.
In post-it. So that took a long time. I would have like spray painted it to really get my message across. So then after he does that, Liam goes and stays with Shane, brings him some grilled cheese, which after everything Shane ate that day, I don't know if that's what he needed. He probably needed a salad or something like that. He
probably needed some water.
And
some water.
And then, that's right. And at the end, Karma is back in her old room, which is now Felix's room. And she just wants to be in the comfort of her own old, like, surroundings.
Because she always cried.
Yeah. Yeah. And Felix is like, "Okay, I'll sleep on the couch." And then she asks him if his heart has ever been broken. And he just reveals that his mom died. And that's kind of why it's just him and his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that you just get over it one day at a time. And then they kind of have a nice little embrace there at the end with her head on his shoulder. What did you think? Were sparks flying for you, Cortez?
You're so hack for that. You're like the girl that was in the movies. I mean, in the elementary pictures.
My hands.
But no, actually, I don't know what to think with that scene, honestly. I did understand how he felt about his heart broken because my mom passed and my heart was broken. Mm. However, I kind of feel like it's going to come out that maybe he blames himself for his mom's death. Maybe. I'm kind of feeling that a little bit.
I definitely think we're going to learn more about Felix. Especially just like how this, you know, what happened to him, how it relates to what he said earlier most about definitely. Like his dad doesn't yeah. trust him.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really interesting.
Well, let's kick to predictions because I got these thoughts in my head. Okay. That I think...
But then the final scene is the end of Breakfast Club when they're walking down. It's don't you forget about me. And then they all go their separate ways. And it's just kind of like they had that bonding moment the whole day in detention. And now... they come from different worlds. So
which was so
be...
whack that Anthony Theo was leaning against against Lauren's car.
Yeah, like waiting for him. He's like the bad guy. Yeah.
Like, that was so whack.
It's a great movie.
But everyone, you know, I need that. To watch it. I haven't watched. Maybe I have seen it. I didn't know the name of it.
Yeah. Well, it's just like they were totally just doing a play on that movie the whole episode.
Well, did someone look at someone sitting in the car and then drive off? Because that was rude. Yeah. I was like, dang, Liam. Yeah,
like bye, Felicia.
No, he's like, walk, bitch.
No, you can walk.
He said, you can walk.
I'm not over it. Yeah, you can walk. Yeah, so I think that's pretty much it for that. And we already talked about Amy getting in the car with her dad, and it looks like he's going to be sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
it. And she really was like talking to him like an adult. She was like, you really can't do this to
me. Yeah, if you're going to be my dad, you have to be my dad. You can't be my dad when it's convenient for you.
You sound like you did that before. Again. Yeah, you all rehearsed.
I might have. You
kind of rehearsed that already, boo.
All right, let's get into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
That's how we know predictions is on.
Yeah, because I have one here.
Oh, you
do it. I just put one ear on so I can hear. Okay, what do you think, Cortez? You said you were...
Why are you going to start with me? Just because I said I had some thoughts. I really kind of feel like there's a couple of things that maybe in the next one or two episodes that a lot about Felix is going to come out. Yeah. Because I was really flabbergasted to see him like...
Flabbergasted?
Move. I was just like... I really was, because I was just like, wow. Maybe not flabbergasted, but maybe dumbfounded a little bit, because I was kind of confused when he was telling Karma that his father does not like to leave him alone.
Yeah.
And I was like, could he maybe blame himself for his mom's death and tried to kill himself before?
Like, yeah, serious depression.
Suicidal, you know, thoughts or whatever the case may be. Whatever. I don't know. That came to my mind.
Yeah.
And then I still don't think that Duke and Shane is over.
Yeah.
I really feel like maybe Shane is actually going to go where he is. I think Shane is going to
go find him, go chase him.
Go and chase him. And then I think that, of course, Liam and Karma is not over, even though I would like for it to be over, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Kind of over them.
Do you think that Amy Felix could be a situation? Or
But then again, I don't, because I really think that Felix is gay. And I think that they don't look right together.
Oh.
just the way they were sitting on the bed.
You're not feeling the chemistry.
I'm not seeing that chemistry. I was trying to figure out how Karma saw chemistry with him and Amy.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
Well, I don't know. I think that Liam and Karma for right now should be over. I think that like now that Liam is single and Shane's kind of single, I think we might go back to like the beginning. Of season, yeah. Like where it all started, mm-hmm. You know, just see what happens there. And I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we shall
see. Guess we'll see. Guess we'll find out. All right. Well, Cortez, where can the people find you?
You can find me around the corner, on the block, up the street.
Yeah, on every corner, on every street
Stop
corner.
It you I can say. Find Stop what I say. You can find me on all social media people as Cortez G. West. Of course, I love supporters. I don't love fans. Support me. I support you, of course. All right. Also, follow us on AfterBuzz TV. Sterling, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. And also, make sure you tune in to The Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on the CW, premiering Monday, October 12th. And we will see you next week.
Whoop, whoop.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.